Hello, beautiful people. I'm Bonnie Gillespie, and welcome to a special vocab edition of The Work. Going fishing is one of my very favorite things to do when I'm casting a project. Going fishing is this method of getting the person that we really, really want pitched on the project. And at the micro budget level that I work, this is challenging to do sometimes. And so that's why the going fishing tactic is so ninja. What we basically do is in the breakdown, we put out obviously all the, you know, the character name, the age range, the description, all the specs, those words that you're used to seeing in the breakdowns, of course, the page number on which the character first enters the script. That's the parenthetical noted number there at the end, the size of the role, if this is lead, if this is supporting and whatnot. But then sometimes you'll notice we say think, and then we list a few actors' names. Now, I love doing this, and the very first time I tried this tactic, I was pretty sure it would work, but it felt so good when it actually worked because it gave me this this sense of confidence that going fishing is something that I could actually just go ahead and say I was doing because it is, in fact, a thing. What I did was I put in the breakdown, think so-and-so, 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 which are, yes, actors who all could do the part because they match the essences and the type words and the character description that I had put out in the breakdown, yes. But I, of course, always put in the name of the actor that we really want, that on our wish list, this is the actor that if we could get this actor, we are going to find our financiers very happy and we're ready to move forward a lot quicker. And on a micro-budget indie, that stuff's really important. So what I like to do is also put that actor's name and then a couple of actors that I know that actor has lost parts to or has gone up against or that is often compared to, because that also gives a sense of, I don't know, competition, but it definitely piques the interest of people who normally wouldn't look at breakdowns at my budget level. And where this played out the most beautifully is where I actually had put the name actor, and obviously these are for name actor roles, so on micro budget indies, we may have enough money in the budget for a couple of roles to go namey, and then the rest of them we're casting outright with auditions and actors whose names are maybe not as well known. We are, we're going through putting the names in there with me being fully aware that the agents at the bigs are probably not going to open my little breakdown on this little budget project. However, other actors are. And what happened in this particular situation is that this actor whose name was in the breakdown has a personal trainer who is also an actor. And that personal trainer, of course, had seen the breakdown. And while he was working with this actor, said, "So, man, saw your name in the breakdown today." And he's like, "What? My name was in the breakdown?" And he said, "Yeah, for this really cool project." And they started talking about my project during the workout. And what ended up happening was that name actor got out of that workout, called his agent and said, "Get me an offer on blah, blah," and named my project. So then this agent at the bigs goes and looks up the breakdown, finds it, finds the role, does enough reading of the script because I put the download code in there and they're able to check it out. They do a little, you know, research on me and on the director and on the producer to make sure that this is legit, and call me and say, "I see you're looking for a so-and-so type. What do you think about making an offer on so-and-so?" And I say, "What a great idea you just had. I love that idea. I would love to be able to make an offer to your client. Let me go back to the team and see what I'm able to do," knowing full well that this is exactly what we wanted to happen. And now instead of my having called one of the bigs, them not knowing who I am, and having to pitch this project with its tiny little budget and this director they don't know to them to try and gain access to this name actor, instead I went fishing. I just put a little bait in the water. They came over and nibbled on it. And then, of course, we brought an offer to them for the actor, who, of course, loved the script because we knew he would when we put his name out as the prototype in the breakdown. And, of course, he said yes to the offer and ended up doing the magic that we knew that he would. So when you see the names in the breakdown, consider that that might be some of what's going on. And of course, the more you know about what it is that's going on at the next tier with this business of ours, the better you are equipped to handle getting yourself to that next tier. As always, thank you for joining me for another episode of The Work. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe at iTunes. And of course, everything you might need to enjoy your self-management for actors journey is available at BonnieGillespie.com. Till next time, stay ninja. Mwah.